Jerry Beto Show, 923. Journal Sentinel columnist Dan Bias says another, what is framed as a Walker hiring gaffe. Campaign spokeswoman Ali Murray is apparently pro-choice. The governor, that's pro-abortion. The governor is adamantly, pro-life, that's anti-abortion. Is this a problem? A fellow talk show host says, no, I say yes. If they didn't know. Now, let me give you an example. I didn't vet Jason. Now, I didn't. I didn't ask him if he was a conservative. I really didn't know you all that well when you started producing this show. I mean, you were doing some other things here for the company. I didn't really know. If you didn't, and by the way, Jason and I don't agree on everything politically. We don't. I would say we're, what, in the 85 percentile? Maybe even 90. Probably 90. But there's, I would say there's 5 to 10%. That doesn't keep you from doing the job. However, if you were a flaming liberal, it might. Now, by the way, I have had a liberal produce the show for a while. I will tell you that I wouldn't, you know, it didn't preclude it, but it made it difficult. I don't know if I'll ever get in the habit if and when the day Jason ever isn't producing the show anymore. Well, are you conservative? But it's good. It can create an issue. The thing is, I can just deal with it and the show goes on. Campaigns are different. You lose and you're done. Her job is to articulate the message. I think if they didn't know of this or any other differences she has, you have to at least know. Doesn't mean you don't hire them. But is she, at 25 years old, is she such a superstar that in her other skills that they don't ask about her positions? That seems strange. Cheryl and Brilliant. Cheryl, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. You know, mostly I agree with you. I guess I would take it a little farther in that if there is a single issue that some conservatives will vote one way or the other on, it's life. And so that to me makes this the issue that you better be in lockstep. And second point, I agree with Dan Bias. If Walker has a deficiency, it tends to be in who he surrounds himself with.
Here's what I would say, Cheryl. You're right. You said because this is such an emotional, polarizing issue, and I think that's why. And you make what I think is a really important point. Republicans don't want it to be a front burner issue, Cheryl, so that's why they think it's not a big deal. Do you think if they found a blog where she ripped to shreds Act 10 that they would be reacting the same way? I don't. I actually do not. Thanks a lot for the call. Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just called Governor Walker's office, talked to Daniel, and I asked Daniel to pass this message on to Governor Walker. If Scott Walker does not get rid of this pro-abortion, anti-life spokesperson for his campaign, I am not going to fund Governor Walker or work to reelect Governor Walker.
What if, though, okay, because see, here's where I guess I'm a little bit in the mushy middle. If it doesn't seem to compromise his message on pro-life, if her presence there doesn't seem to compromise the governor's messaging on pro-life, should he still fire her?
I think her presence does compromise his message on pro-life. Yes, I think she should be fired.
But I mean, okay, thanks a lot for the call, Joanne, because I think we'll go around in circles if I press it any further. I don't know that her mere presence does. I don't know if I agree with that. But now any stance or lack of stance he tends to take is going to be questioned on the abortion issue. Joe on the road. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Well, I think that this comes down to a very basic rule in politics, which is people are policy. She is a front person. She's on the front line. She's not making phone calls in the back room or anything else. I mean, she is articulating where the governor stands, including what he has said is his adamant pro-life, you know, 100% pro-life stance. So by a policy standpoint, this is just a bad move. He's already, you know, gaining some notice for a lack of speaking out on social issues. There was a recent piece by Gary Bauer that covered that. This is only going to cause more concern by the conservative wing of the Republican Party of what exactly are we getting. And this is not the time he wants to do that. We're dealing with the Tea Party and with the conservative part of the party that's getting tired of the things that matter most to them being ignored by the people they elect. I'm not saying he would, but this creates that appearance, and it reiterates what Gary Bauer was saying, that he's been all too silent on these important issues. And when your front person, your spokesperson, clearly, you know, is the antithesis of that, it's a bad situation.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, best perception is reality. Best case scenario, that means this isn't a priority for him. And I argue any of the other issues I enumerated, Act 10, his tax cuts, anything else, I don't think that person would stay on the job. Mike on the road. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. All the Democrats are in lockstep. Do you think any Democrat would have pro-life people on their staff anywhere?
Yeah. That is, I think, an absolutely excellent point. Now, let's say that I was a liberal except for being pro-life. Do you think any Democrat's going to hire me to be their campaign spokes? I wouldn't. I mean, that's exactly right. And to talk about ideological purity tests, thanks a lot for the call, is necessarily being a bad thing when it comes to political campaigns. I disagree. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Vayner Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.